So this podcast, I am going to do about the law of attraction, manifesting the life that you want, and just leveling up, vibrating higher, and living the life that you want to live rather than the life that you may feel stuck in. So I'm not an expert on this at all. I'm very new in my law of attraction journey, and I just wanted to share the things that had worked for me and also things that I've discovered over the years in terms of manifesting bad things into your life and just how much a positive mindset really has changed my life for the better. So I believe that I have manifested bad things into my life over the years, and that's because I've sat on a thought, I felt like it was real in my head, and I've thought about it so much and it's come true. Now, the one thing that I've learned with manifesting is it doesn't manifest overnight. Usually, some things do come to you quicker than others, but be careful what you wish for is what I'm trying to say, because you might sit on a thought and you might think you really, really, really want that. And then when it comes to you, you're like, oh, okay, shit, actually, I remember at one time I really wanted this and now it doesn't feel that good. I'm going to give an example. So Callum won't mind me saying he's a really messy person. He's really messy. I'm just kind of, I like everything organized. I don't like in my letter drawers, you know, everyone's got a shit kitchen drawer. I like it to be organized. I like to know where everything is so that when I need it, I can get it. And I even like my cereals are all in containers. I have a snack basket. There's no empty wrappers in the cupboards. I'm just big on organization because I just feel like if everything's organized, it's in a certain place. I don't have to waste any time looking for stuff. And when I'm doing my cleaning up and stuff like that, it's just a lot easier and a lot quicker. Obviously, with three boys, I can't expect to live in a pristine house. My house is a fucking shit tip 90% of the time. But I do take pride in having a clean house and yeah, just like organization. Obviously, I was with Callum from being 19, so he's been used to me being there while ever he's lived by himself, which doesn't help because I've treated him like a baby. I've done too much for him. I literally used to pack his training bag some days and did all of his washing and just everything that I could do for him, I did. I wanted to, but then it kind of backfires when you're needing a little bit more help and he's been used to me doing these things for him, so hasn't done it himself. And that's my fault because I've done something, I've been happy to do something for him for years and years and years. And then one day I think, fuck this, I don't want to do it anymore. And he's like, what? Like, why am I getting it in the neck? So that was my fault. I took on too much. I mothered him too much. And I wanted to do it at the time and then quickly realised, actually, no, I'm his wife, not his mum. And yeah, that was my fault. So sometimes I will come back in from work or whatever, wherever I've been, and the house would be such a mess and I'd feel very overwhelmed. I get overwhelmed at the house being a bomb site where I feel like it's going to take me days to get it back on top. And I'm sure a lot of mums do that are busy, that have got kids and that are working and stuff like that, because you don't have a lot of free time to dedicate to doing the house. So it is, teamwork makes the dream work. I'm trying to teach my boys hygiene, cleanliness, because you know what boys are like, and also to pick their own shit up and just give them, dedicate them little chores. Andre knows that the toy box, we have a toy box in the living room, and he knows that every night he's got to put every single toy away. That's his job. He knows that he helps me with a lot, actually. I do ask for a lot of help from him, and I don't regret that because hopefully that will make him more independent and give him a good understanding as well. He also does get rewarded, so he has chores, and if he does them, he'll get money, and obviously that way he's learning the value of hard work. So I'm big on that. So there's been times where I've come in, the house has been a mess, and I've just blown off at Callum for it. And I've thought in my head, it would be so much easier if I lived by myself. It would be so much easier if I just lived by myself. And I manifested that thought, and obviously now I'm living by myself. So it's not just for that reason, but I honestly used to sit on that thought so much that it manifested into a reality. Sorry, Callum. But I did. And there's been a lot of other things in life as well. So before you start your manifestation journey, be careful what you wish for and be sure that it is something that you definitely, definitely want. I've created a vision board because I was listening to the Law of Attraction Change My Life podcast, and she said, if you create a vision board, I do it in the app called Canva. I just type vision board, there's lots of templates there, and I put my own pictures in. She said, if you do that and you screenshot it and put it on your phone, so I have half of the vision board on my lock screen and the other half on my home screen. So every single day, I can see what is on my vision board. I look at it. I work on social media, so I look at my phone all the time. So every day I'm looking at these images probably like, I don't know, 50, 60 times. So I've put things on there. And when I created this vision board, it was only at the beginning of January, I actually had no means of backing up what was on there, if that makes sense. I didn't know the car that I wanted. I didn't have in my head exactly how I was going to pay for it. The extra amount in my savings, I didn't know where it was going to come from. What else is on there? Oh, I've put a mortgage, another mortgage acceptance letter. Didn't know where, how I was going to get the money or afford a second mortgage or anything like that. What else is on there? A house, a semi-detached house in the area that I live now. That is on there. 10,000 podcast downloads, that is on there. And then there's a bank balance with a sum of money, which I wanted extra on top of what I have now. I've spoken about in my last podcast about my income streams, how many I've got. So don't think that I'm making loads of money from every single avenue of those streams, because I'm not. In fact, some of them I'm losing money on because I'm investing into it. But I know that these income streams for me will eventually start making me profit. So some of them currently don't make me anything. Some I've paid out for, and some I'm reaping the rewards already. It's just something that I wanted to do because I've quickly realized that I'm not going to, and I think a lot of people do, and you're probably very lucky or extremely hardworking if you make all of your money and live a very good, comfortable life. I'm not saying as well that money brings you happiness, because it isn't true. I think about my pops all the time when I say that. He worked his ass off. He very rarely went for fancy dinners, very rarely went on swanky holidays. He was extremely sensible with his money, and that's now set my mum up, so she's not having to worry so much. It's now given us children some money for the future. And yeah, but it makes me sad that he didn't get to enjoy it himself. He had so many plans for the future, and he was sitting on a wad of cash and not reaping the rewards from his money that he worked so hard for. And the future didn't come for him. So now I look at life very differently after that. And I'm kind of like, fuck it, if I want it, I'm going to buy it. Or let's do it. I'm off the cuff. I'm spontaneous, because tomorrow isn't promised. And yes, I want to set up a great life for my kids. Yes, I want to do things for them boys. Like, I'd love to put them all through the driving lessons. I'd love to buy them the first car. I'd love to pay their insurance. I do want to teach them the value of hard work, and the harder you work, the more money you make. And I want to teach them independence. That's very, very important for me. However, I would like to support them. And I think it's each to their own, and that's just what I want to be able to do for my kids. So for me, that's times three, by the way, which is a fucking, it's a time. So obviously I've got to be set up. And that's why I thought, I just can't settle with having one thing that makes me money. I've got to explore different avenues. And I told myself that I wanted 7 sources of income. And that's just simply because I did some research and I read this huge article that said the average millionaire has 7 sources of income. My desire to be a millionaire isn't to be a millionaire. My desire to be a millionaire is for freedom. And that is the only reason. In this life, to have freedom, you must have money. And that's the freedom to be able to say, right, boys, school holidays, let's fucking get on a plane and go live our best lives. Right, boys, what trainers do you want? Them ones, I'm going to get them for you. I want to be able to do those things. And I just feel like to live a free life, you do need money. You need to break free from having to worry every month about where the money's coming from for bills, and to live a very comfortable, less stressful, free life, you do need money. So I want to create this feeling of freedom that I have in my head where I don't really have to check my bank balance and I can just go off with the kids and do whatever I want, whenever I want. If we decide we want to spend the whole 6-week holidays traveling around different areas of Australia, I don't want to have to think too much about how I'm going to make that happen. I just want to be able to do it. So this is why I've looked into different avenues of money, of creating more income streams. So obviously I've got my podcast and my YouTube, which is great. I'm about 400 and something subscribers away from starting to earn money from YouTube adverts, which is amazing. I'm hoping that I can get there before the end of the year. I obviously have my fitness guides and cookbooks. I have my marketing and social media management. I have a property. I have about to have a second property. What else? I lose track of what I have going on in my life. There's something else, isn't there? But I can't really think what it is. Is there? Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to come back to that because I can't even think what it is. But anyway, I've set those up over the course of a year. And my plan is to nurture those little by little, not to throw everything into everything, because that would be too much. There's too much going on in my life. So little by little, I will just water those plants and watch them grow and blossom and bloom, and hopefully all those things will make me a good source of income over a period of time. And I'll have income coming from 6 different directions rather than one. And the great thing of that is, if something goes wrong, something, you know, doesn't go to plan, I said, you know, God's sake, then it doesn't put you in the shit completely. You've got a backup plan, and in life you need a backup plan. So that is my income sources explained. So my vision board on there, I just correlated some pictures. They didn't really mean anything to me, but I was drawn to them. So the 10,000 podcast downloads, that was for the year, by the way, because on the top of the vision board it says Sophie will have this in 2021. Thank you, universe. I am now at around 7,000 podcast downloads, and we are in February. So I'm going to tick that box off my vision board, I would say, in the next couple of weeks. So fucking well done me. Thank you, universe. That was my goal for the end of the year. The second one on my lock screen is a car. I changed this car originally because I thought I wanted something else, but I haven't. I've changed my mind and I've gone for something different. Now, this car, I also didn't want to commit to getting a new car, just for different reasons. Like, I thought, is it sensible getting into some finance in a global pandemic? I don't really have finance. I don't have a credit card. I don't have any loans. Even my mobile phone's paid off in full. I don't have finance. I'd rather say, I've learned this from being young, because when I was young, I used to have Topshop cards and all that shit, and you wrap bills up and you're like, fucking hell, you don't end up seeing any of your money at the end of the month because you're so busy paying out your ass on your finance payments and stuff like that, that you just, it feels like you're working for nothing. So I've learned the hard way in life that if you want something, you save up and you get it. And I'd rather now pay for things in full. The car that I would love to drive, I cannot yet pay for that in full. I don't want to pay for that in full because that would use up a lot of my money, and I just wouldn't feel safe doing that. I need to have money in the bank. I'm on my own. I've got 3 kids. So I was looking at this finance agreement and it felt like a really big commitment. And basically I just started reaping more rewards financially and thought, you know what, fuck it, I'm getting the car. And I spoke about feeling it, that making me feel a certain way. That is one luxury that I love to have in my life, is a nice car. That makes me feel really good about myself. And it's kind of like I walk outside I'll see the car sat on the drive, and that's mine. I did that. That's me. And that makes me feel good. So whether it's in terms of a car, it used to be materialistic things, and I've already touched upon that on Instagram, that I'm just not asked for it anymore. I'm just not that asked. It's weird. Like, I've got a great collection of handbags. I've got a great collection of shoes. And I just don't really have desire for designer goods that much anymore. I mean, if something was on sale and I really liked it, I'd probably think, yeah, I'll have that. But I'm just happy to shop on Pretty Little Thing. I'm happy to recycle my bag collection, and I'm happy to wear my nice trainers that I've had for a couple of years. I just love Nike, and I love the New Balance and all that kind of stuff. I love my Balenciagas. I wear them a lot, but I don't have any desire to. I'd rather have the 700 quid in my bank account than the pair of trainers on my feet. That's what I'm trying to say. As I've got older, it's got less important. However, that might be something that makes you feel good. You might work really hard, save up £700, drop them on a pair of Balenciagas and feel the fucking boss every day walking around in them shoes. That, if that makes you feel good, you should do it. That's the same with me in the car. I want to walk outside. I want to look at my nice car. I want to get in it. I want to commute to work, do the school run, drop the kids off, and just feel good. That sets me up for a good day. So I was like, the car's fucking getting bought. It's not finalised or anything yet, but it's on the way there. So that's two, both things on my front of my vision board that is almost ticked off. So on my lock screen, I have a sum of money in a savings account. That sum of money will actually be in my savings account this week. I'm filming this a week earlier, by the way. So I'll already have it by the time this podcast is out, the full amount. So I didn't know where that was coming from. I didn't really know much about it. But I have now secured that very large sum of money that will be in my bank account from a project that I worked on a couple of years ago, and it's come through now. Wow. Fucking hell, we're in February. So now that means I can update that to probably a different sum of money. And on the other thing, I've got a mortgage approval and a house. And I've also got me holding hands with a shadow in the sun. So the house, I've got no backup for that house yet, because that particular house is a house in an area where I live now. It's North Leeds. I love Leeds. And I want to own a house in North Leeds. I want it to be the one that I want. And right now, I don't have a backup for that. So I don't know how that's going to pull off or how it's going to come, because simply, I can't afford it yet. But I'm confident that I will be able to afford it by the end of this year, or even be on a good path to be able to get it next year. So that's staying on there, because I'm going to look at that every day and manifest the shit out of that house. There's a mortgage approval form. And if you've been looking at my Instagram, you'll see that I've set up a page called Project House Flip, where me, my brother and sister, Callum's actually jumping on now as well. And we are going to be renovating houses, flipping them, selling them, and putting the profit into renovating more houses. So that was my other income stream that I couldn't quite think of. So that's almost ticked off as well. So the only one at the minute, the only two, is the house in North Leeds that I really want. And the other one is obviously me holding hands in the sun. I keep saying it's at Round A Park. I don't know why I've got that in my head, but it is. It's at Round A Park. And it's me happy, holding hands with a shadow, feeling content and feeling loved and wanted. And yeah, so that's on there as well. And that's, it actually struck a chord with me the other day, because I think sometimes, especially in lockdown and it's dark and it's miserable, you feel a bit lonely, you feel a bit shit. And I was like, I should have changed that picture to now, because I'm craving some love at the minute. I am. I'm usually very strong and no, I'm fine. But I just don't know what it is. I just read this zodiac sign thing as well for Leos, and it basically said, it explained exactly how I'm feeling now. And I was like, wow, that's really fucking weird. And it was about attachment. There's a big difference between attachment and love. And I was like, yeah, that would be it. I would literally probably stick to somebody like a leech right now, because I just want a little cuddle and to feel loved. But that will wear off. That will wear off, and I will go back to my self-love, independent journey that I'm on, because I have been on my own a year. And I feel like that, I say a year and it sounds like a long time. It's actually not. I think when you've been so committed with somebody for so long, a year isn't a long time at all. I would say that I need at least another year by myself completely. And I just want to, I'm learning so many crazy things about myself. I'm changing massively as a person. And I'm trying to just better myself in every way. Things that I don't like about myself, I'm working on. Like, I used to get so fucking stressed out really easily. I do catch myself off guard now doing that as well. I need to stop saying, you know, for a fucking start. But there's just a lot of things that I think I could be a better version of myself if I didn't do that. So I am working on that now. I'm happy to work on that. And I think I'm vibrating high. I've got good energy at the minute. And don't get me wrong, I don't want to make anyone feel like shit and be like, well, I don't feel like this. Because I have days today. In fact, today, it's funny that, it's ironic that I'm recording this podcast today. Because today I have had one of those days where I've just felt shit. I felt really tired. I had a really late night. The kids were up all night. And I've not felt myself today. I felt a little bit touchy and sad. I also saw that one of my friends had lost one of his friends, and it brought a lot of raw emotion up for me again. And I felt really sad. I just wanted to go around and give him a big hug. So yeah, funny one that I should be recording this on this day. However, tomorrow I'm confident I'll wake up and all that will be gone. And yeah, so I'm just working on being the ultimate best version of myself, vibrating really high, letting off good energy and only giving out, only allowing people to access that energy that deserve it. Because in life, I've had people dragging on my coattails, basically. And I've let them because I felt sorry for them or for whatever reason. And it's held me back in a lot of ways. And now I've chosen to cut people off. I've chosen to move forward and just surround myself with people that generally love me, that generally have my best interest at heart, and that generally want to see me do well in life. If you've got any bad auras or bad energy about people around you, you need to let them go. You need to let them go and you need to cut them out. And it's awful at first because it does feel like, am I doing the right thing? But it gets easier. And honestly, you will start to thrive. If you cut off any, it doesn't even have to be people. It can be a job. It can be just something in life that's making you feel shit, giving you, contributing to bad energy and bad moods. You need to cut it off and let it go. You need to change it for something that's going to make you feel better. Because when you go around your life snipping out things that make you feel like shit, automatically you start to vibrate higher. You start to become happier. And if you want to fantasize about a new life that you want, do it. Start to manifest it. Go on Canva, get your vision board. I've got 5 or 6 pictures. And don't put on there, like, fucking hell, I want to put Anthony Joshua on mine. Don't put something on there that isn't realistic, if that makes sense. You know, if you're going to put a massive yacht on there surrounded by, I don't know, naked butlers and champagne and millions of pounds, that's fine. But do you honestly think that with hard work, determination, you could achieve that this year? Because I don't think I could. I'm not saying that I'm not going to achieve that at one point. I'd quite like to be a sugar mama. However, this year, for me, having a large sum in a savings account, getting a house in North Leeds that is mine, that I really like, obviously getting a mortgage application approval, getting a new car, getting 10,000 podcast downloads, these were all goals that would be hard to reach, but I was confident that I could. And by having them on my vision board, so accessible on my phone where I'm looking every single day, those things I've pretty much already pulled off or will pull off in the next couple of weeks, minus the Round A Park stroll with the love of my life and minus obviously the house, because I've got no means to back that up as of yet, as I've explained. But I'm confident that I can, and I'm confident that I will do that. So create the vision board. Manifest, write down, and a massive, massive thing which is going to help you out in life is gratitude. gratitude. Every single day now, I wake up and I tell myself the things that I'm thankful for. And usually I'll flip a negative into a positive and choose to be grateful for that. Like, one thing that really royally pisses me off, and you all know about it because I've mentioned it quite a lot in the podcast, is the fact that my kids don't sleep. So on a morning when I get up and Isaiah's big fat head is right in my grill, and I'm like, fuck off, I've seen you fucking 50 times through the night. Instead of being aggy with him or whatever, I'm like, hi son, good morning. And I turn it into a positive because I think, how lucky am I that I've got children, that I've got this great relationship where they feel like they can bounce on my head and, you know, like, they just love doing that with the mum, whatever. But I turn that into gratitude. Every night I go to bed and I either write down or I say it out loud the things that I'm grateful for. Today, for example, I'm grateful. This was actually a good one from the other day. I was on a probationary period with my social media marketing, and I passed that probation period. So now I have that full time. And I was really grateful for that because in these uncertain times, and obviously during a pandemic and things like that, I was a little bit nervous about it, I'm not going to lie. And it just feels like I've got great recognition for all the hard work and sacrifice that I've put in over the last couple of months. That was a reward that I've seen from my hard work. I felt so proud of myself and I was so grateful for that. Even just little things, like I'm grateful that today I have been to the shop and I've been able to buy nice food for my children and not have to worry about money. I've not had to worry about where that food is coming from. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful right now that I'm stood by my radiator and I've got heating in my house. In my house that I absolutely love, I've got candles burning around me, and I feel like this is my nice little, it's my sanctuary. My house is just a little slice of paradise for me. It's where I feel comfortable. It's where I'm at home. It's where my kids are running wild and free without judgment or any care in the world. And I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful that I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I've got a list as long as my arm of things that I need to accomplish at work. I'm grateful. I'm excited to tackle that. So remind yourself every day of the things that you're grateful for and then manifest the things that you want to add to your life. Try it that way rather than thinking a whole new life and replacing things. Think about things that would add to your life. And even if that's removing something, if removing something from your life would add to it in a positive way, then think about ways that you can actually do that. So create your vision board, write down what you want, speak out gratitude to the universe and tell the universe what you are thankful for. Even I do this now with my children. Andre tells me every day, I'll say, what are you grateful for? And he always says, my family. He'll say he's grateful for being able to play his games. He was grateful for if we've had like a delivery together or something like that. He's always grateful for that, as am I. So I think it's really important to actually put that into your children as well. And now, if somebody said to him, what are you grateful for? He'd be able to list a whole load of things because we practice it every single day. Also, we've spoken about manifesting, we've spoken about the vision boards and the law of attraction. So now I want to finish on a positive mindset because this is something that I've worked extremely hard on. This hasn't come to me in an easy way because one of my worst traits used to be that, say if I got up in the morning and something bad had happened in that morning, I don't know, I forgot to put the bin out and it hasn't been collected, I would allow that to ruin my whole fucking day. My whole day would be ruined from that one bad thing going wrong in the morning. And that is the recipe for a shitty life. So you have to work on a positive mindset and think, is this really going to bother me in 2 years' time? No. Is it really that important? No. Yes, it's an inconvenience. It's not really a big deal. Get the fuck over it and move on to something else. So now if anything bad happens like that in my life, and I learned this from the Law of Attraction podcast, is give yourself 5 minutes. Give yourself 5 minutes in the feels to feel bad about it, to feel shit about it. If you want to call every single family member, cram it into them 5 minutes and then let it the fuck go. And that is honestly what I do now with everything. If something upsets me, if it pisses me off, I give myself 5 minutes to feel it, to go through the emotions of it, to slag it off, whatever. And then I move on. And it doesn't consume my memory, it doesn't take up space of my day, and it doesn't ruin my day. I can then go on and have a really positive day, even though something negative has happened. So it's learning how to switch from a negative to a positive. And honestly, that alone will change your life. That alone will make you so much happier. I used to be so stressed out with the kids. I look back and think, God, I used to get really stressed and really overwhelmed. Housework and washing. Housework and washing used to take up the biggest proportion of my mind. If I could show you a pie chart, I mean, it used to take up so much because it used to overwhelm me so much because I let it. And I let that be a massive part of my life. When I die, is the washing and the housework really even going to be taken into consideration? No. Is anyone going to give a fuck how much washing I did or how I stayed on top of my house? No. Like, I don't care anymore. Even when my friends are coming around, I used to run around like a mad woman, try and make it look nice. Now I don't. I might light a candle if I feel like it smells a bit feisty or something, but I don't give a shit anymore because if that person's coming into my home, then I know that I protect my space now. So if you're coming into my home, I trust you, I value you, and I know that you're not going to judge me if my house is a mess, there's toys everywhere or whatever. And the washing and stuff, I just created a new system. So every day I'll stick the wash on, and then on a morning I will fold it all up, I'll put it in a pile upstairs on the landing, and then when I get in from work, I put it all away. And I do that every single day consistently, so I never really have a big pile of washing. Even if I feel so tired I can't be asked to feel like shit, no, that's what I do. I do it. I just get it done. I do it. Don't think twice about it. And it's out of the way then. It's done. And the cleaning and stuff. So now, because I'm working so much, I have a cleaner. I absolutely love her. I pay for her myself. She's great. It's the best money I spend. And I have it every single week. Have it either on a Friday night or a Saturday, depending on when the kids are going to the dad's. That takes so much emotional stress away from my life that it is worth every single penny. Because right now, I enjoy my time. I enjoy my time because, say if the kids have gone to their dad's on a Friday night, Anila will come in, she'll clean my house on a Friday night, and I'll wake up on a Saturday, my house is fresh for the weekend. I'm chilling. I'm working on projects that are going to make me money. I'm looking online at fucking ASOS. I'm doing whatever I want to do. I'm going for a walk. I'm going for a coffee. I'm going to my friends. I'm doing a food shop. I'm doing things that are more valuable to my life than crying about having this, spending my weekend with no kids, cleaning. So I work really hard, and I reward myself by paying for a cleaner so that I don't have to do that. And on my weekends with the kids, it's brilliant because I think, come on kids, let's go out, and I come back and the house is clean. So as long as I stay on top of my washing and I continue with my cleaner, I swear I don't even think about housework anymore. And that's crazy coming from somebody that's a single parent that works full time with three children. The housework and the washing don't bother me at all anymore. And you might think, yeah, well, fucking hell, hon, that's easy for you to say because you've got a cleaner. But what if that, if it's taking up such a massive proportion in your life, and if it's causing you as much stress as what it was causing me, sit and make a plan of action and think about if there was a way that you could incorporate a cleaner into your home and into your life. Could you cut back on a different cost elsewhere? Because that's what I decided to do. I looked at somewhere else and thought, well, actually, if I don't spend that out, that could be my cleaning fee paid for the month. And that's what I did, because it's, what would you rather have? Would you rather have this or would you rather have that? And I knew that I would rather have a cleaner because that was causing me so much stress and unhappiness, which is crazy. Like, how does fucking housework and washing cause you that much emotional damage? But it was. So I changed it. And now that's what I do. If something's making me really sad, if it's making me upset, if it's making me unhappy, I don't sit there and just think about the problem and sit on the problem and manifest the problem into another problem of being negative. I sit and think about it, and I look at a way that I can change it. And one of my favourite sayings is, if I come to you with a problem, please bring me back a solution. And that's what I try to do with people, and that's why I help people so much. We're speaking freely and openly and honestly about life, because I don't want to face a problem with a problem. I want to be bringing solutions. I want to change things. I want to be positive. And if I can't change it right there and then in that moment, I'll put a plan together and I'll make it happen. If I really want something to happen, I make it happen. And that was also a problem of mine. What I used to have was I would sit and say something and talk about it, but not actually put it into action. And you've got to do it now, today. If you've got a business idea and you can set it up right now, do it. Do it today. If you've got, I don't know, anything. If you've been wanting to order something, do it right now. Do it today. If you've been wanting to clean the house out and order a skip and chuck things out, don't just sit and think, oh, I really need to do that. Oh, because that consumes so much time in the back of your mind as well. You are allowing negative energy to fill your brain with things that you're constantly thinking, oh, I need to do that, because it feels like a chore. Get them done, get it fucked off, get it out of your life and move on, and allow more space in your mind and more room in your life for positive things. So that is in a nutshell, because I'm sure I'm over the time. I always say this and it actually ends up being around about half an hour. So I think in a nutshell, that will be my time. Maybe I've gone over a little bit on this one, so allow it. But yeah, that's the basics of law of attraction, positive thinking, vision boards, manifesting, and how I started to incorporate it into my life and how I've seen such a positive effect. Even all these little memes and stuff that I share to my page on Instagram, I love it because I read it and I think, I've loved seeing that. I want other people to see that, and that's why I share it. Even ones that say like, a huge sum of money is going to be coming into your life, I'm like, hell fucking yeah, bring that shit on, and I'm going to share it because I want you to see it and I want you to believe in your head and manifest it in your mind and read that and truly believe it. A large sum of money is coming into my life. And don't expect just to win the lottery or bang it on a scratch card, because I've done that and it doesn't really work. So I don't believe it. When you create blockages in your mind, you know how I've just said about the house? I want this house in North Leeds and I will make it happen at the end of the year, but I can't do it now. That's a blockage in my mind. I've already told myself I can't do that now. So that's why it's not coming to me. You've got to really, really believe it. You've got to feel it. You've got to imagine yourself sat in that new house, how it smells, how it looks, how it feels, what furniture you've got in there. That's exactly what I did about the car. I imagined myself climbing into that car. I even imagined myself holding the key, unlocking it, driving it, what music I'd have on, who I'd be picking up, where I was going. You've really got to do that and watch that manifestation come true. And it might not happen straight away. I've thought about something and it's not happened till a year or two down the line. But one thing you've got to remember, and it's just my favourite saying ever in life, everything happens for a reason. No matter how shit it feels at the time, that was meant for you at that time. Everything happens for a reason. You've got to trust the process and you've got to trust the path that you're on is meant for you. So many times things have happened to me and I thought, what have I done to deserve that? Or why has that happened? And then later on, it's kind of been a distraction away from a different path that I wanted to go down. And I've thought, ah, that's why it didn't pull off. So yeah, trust the process, trust the magic, trust that you are on the right path, and start practicing gratitude, start writing down your goals, your visions, your dreams, start the manifestation. And most of all, flip them negative thoughts, find a positive, and honestly, with a positive mindset and a positive thought process, I promise you the only life that you will live will be positive. So thank you very much for listening. This has been Sophie Watkins Talks. Please, please, please download and subscribe. I always say it, but it does make a really big difference. And if you don't have me on Instagram, I'm Sophie Watkins 7. Thank you.